It's a blessing to be here today. I appreciate the opportunity. And, of course, I realize I know you feel the shoes of Brother Gary, but I'm glad to at least fill in and do what I can do. And a blessing to be here this morning. And good to be in service this morning with each of you. I appreciate the songs and the testimonies and the good Sunday school lesson this morning. And thank the Lord for being saved by the wonderful grace of the Lord. I want to read three verses in Leviticus 13, the first three verses of that chapter. And then I want to look at chapter 13 and 14. And we're looking at the leper this morning. I want to preach a little bit about him. The Lord had helped me, the leper and leprosy this morning. And I trust you will pray for us that the Lord will speak to us and through us this morning. I need your prayers and I need the Lord's touch. I need the Lord's help. And I pray this morning if you're not right with God, you're not saved, and that you'll get saved this morning and get right. And I hope the Lord can feed us from His Word and we can glean and gather from His Word today that it would bless our life and benefit our life and strengthen our life and help us to be the kind of Christian God wants us to be while we're in this world. Leviticus chapter 13, I'm going to begin reading in verse number 1. The Bible said, "And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, When a man shall have in the skin of his flesh arising a scab or bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest, or unto one of his sons the priest. And the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh, and when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague in sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy. And the priest shall look on him and pronounce him unclean." Lord, I thank you this morning for the privilege to pray. I thank you for the prayers that's already been prayed this morning and everything that's been done in endeavoring to worship you this morning. I thank you for this open door and this opportunity to stand before this congregation of people and endeavor to preach the Word of God. And I realize I'm just a dying man preaching to dying men, women, boys, and girls. I realize, Lord, in my flesh, in my own strength, there is no ability, there is no power. There is nothing this morning that would help the hearts of believers, the hearts of saints, that would speak to the inward man. There's nothing that would help sinners. But I pray for that divine unction and utterance this morning. I pray that I might preach with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. I pray, Lord, I might simply be a mouthpiece, a voice and a vessel you could cry through and preach through today. And may the Word of God go forth from these lips of clay in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. And Lord, may the Word of God find a lodging place in our hearts and lives today. May the seed of the Word of God fall on good ground and bring forth fruit unto perfection. I pray, Lord, you'd open our ears, open our understanding, open our hearts to the Word of God. May the Word of God be sealed up, Lord, to the heart of the sinner today. And may their blinded eyes be opened, their deaf ears be unstopped, and may they see themselves as they are. And Lord, may be convicted and brought to you and brought to that place of repentance and faith. And may we as the saints be revived, fed from the Word of God. May our hearts be strengthened and drawn closer to you. May we be encouraged. May we be reproved. Dear Lord, may we be exhorted and admonished. Lord, may we leave here better than what we come. We may leave here desiring to be more conformable to the image of Christ. Don't leave any of us like we come this morning. Don't leave us unchanged. But do that effectual and that eternal work that all of us need in our life this morning. You see us as we are. You know us better than we know ourselves. And Lord, have mercy upon us. And help us for Jesus' sake. And Lord, do for us what we cannot accomplish even in ourselves. Lord, move upon us. Reveal yourself to every person that's come through these doors. And reveal to each one of us our need of you.
And may we listen to you. And may we look to you today. And may, Lord, we lean on you. And may you lead us today. And help us to follow you. And Lord, to get right. And to draw nigh. And to obey your voice. And hearken to you today. Holy Lord. Above everything that's accomplished in the service, give glory to your name this morning. May we see you high lifted up. And what you're pleased to do for him, through and for us, we'll thank and praise you. I ask everything I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen, Lord.
This book of Leviticus, of course, is really the law book. The book of Exodus has the children of Israel coming out of Egypt and headed to Canaan. And in the book of Leviticus, God lays down through Moses diverse laws and commandments that they should keep, in order to please God, to be accepted of the Lord. When we get to chapter 13 that we read the first three verses of this morning, it's concerning the law of leprosy, or how they are to handle when an individual gets leprosy. Now, there are a lot of diseases, a lot of things that a person could get among the children of Israel that would make them unclean, but nothing was more dreaded than this disease of leprosy. And nothing was, I guess in our day, would be like a cancer to us. And of course we understand that in our world and some third world countries that there are people today that even have leprosy. It's unusual for us. I have not seen very much of it, or very little of it, and probably a lot of us none of it in our lifetime. I think I've met him one time in a meeting. I know of a dear missionary that was a missionary to lepers, and he literally went in those caves and those places where they are in the third world countries and has literally lived among them, dwelled among them, slept beside them, eat with them, and won many of them unto the Lord. I appreciate his heart this morning that he had for lepers. But leprosy this morning, of all the infirmities of the flesh, that would make a spiritual application to sin, leprosy has to be the most perfect type. We talk about a person being lost, or being unsaved, or being a sinner. We talk about them being lame. We talk about them, my friend, being blind. My friend, or deaf. But leprosy portrays sin in the most perfect type. The dreaded disease of leprosy. There may be a lot wrong with you this morning. You might have a lot of problems. You might have a lot of physical infirmities. There might be some things wrong with you emotionally or mentally. But the greatest problem that an individual has is if they're in sin this morning. My friend, hear me. And something is going to take us all out of this life. Something. My friend, heart attack, stroke. My friend, cancer. My friend, an accident. Something's going to take us all out of here. But sin, my friend, not only takes us from this life, but sin can damn our eternal soul to eternal punishment and eternal damnation. And may I repeat, as Brother Mitchell, I've heard him say 100 times, if you don't get rid of sin, sin will get rid of you. Hear me this morning. How can I say, according to this scripture, in these two chapters, Leviticus 13 and number 14, how can I say, a man can have leprosy as well as a woman, according to verse number 29 in chapter 13 that we read to you this morning. If a man or a woman have a plague, and so you're not immune because you're a man, I might be a boy, and you're not immune because you're a woman or a girl. We're all of the fallen sons, of daughters of Adam and Eve. Hear me, friend. And so we all, are in danger, are having of that plague. Amen. Sin in all of us this morning. Can I say, regardless of your social status in life, I can have leprosy. In 2 Kings, in the chapter number 5, the Bible tells us about a Syrian captain, of an army, and his name was Naaman. The Bible tells us about this man. The Bible said he was a great man with his master. The Bible said he was an honorable man. Oh, that's in verse 1 of 2 Kings chapter 5. The Bible said he was a mighty man of valor. Now you look at this man. Here's a man that's a mighty man of valor. Here's a man that's an honorable man. Here's a man that's a great man. But when verse 1 before it closes out, it says, but he was a leper. You can be rich, thank God, and still have the sin problem. You can be full of popularity and still have the sin problem. Are you hearing me this morning? Thank God. Your social standing in life doesn't change the fact that sin is a problem to all of us this morning. Oh, God help us. This morning, Naaman was a leper. Hear me this morning. One of the first things that I want to preach about this morning, the first point I want to make about leprosy, I ain't going to talk to you about in these first 3 verses, is the coming out of leprosy. The day that it broke out, the day that it showed up on an individual. Now, medical, my friend, science tells us that the gene of leprosy is inside of everybody. But it don't always come out. Amen. Thank God. It doesn't always come to the front. But the gene, thank God, of a possibility is there. Anybody listening to me this morning? And can I say, all of us have an inherent, a depraved, sinful nature. We got it from Adam. Amen. Thank God. We was born with it. And it doesn't matter if you're born with a silver spoon in your mouth. Thank God. We're born on the other side of the tracks. All of us are sinners by nature. Are you hearing me? We came into this world lost, my friend, and cut off. As the brother Jimmy read out Ephesians chapter 2, alienated from the life of God. Amen. Born, we were born dead in trespasses and in sin. Are you hearing me? It's in all of us this morning. Hey, God. That little babe, thank God, a boy or girl, cute as it me, is born a sinner. Hallelujah. Thank God. Got to know that academic nature inside of it. When it gets here, are you hearing me? They are innocent. Thank God. They live in a state of innocency until they come to that knowledge and that understanding that they are sinners. By nature, it's there. But can I say, someday a time or another, sin will come out on you. Does any of you remember this morning? Hey, God, somewhere in your life, in your childhood, early teens, when it dawned on you, hey, God, am I being, and you were aware of the sin that you had committed, it come out, or it broke out on you. You might have told a lie for the first time and realized how bad and how wrong it was. I might have been a bad thought. Hey, God. I might have been an evil deed. But oh, it come out on you. Hey, God. And so that's what our scripture said. When a sin broke out. Hey, God, our leprosy broke out. In Leviticus 13, they were to go to the priest. Amen. Hey, God, by the way, it could break out in the skin. It could break out out in the head. It could break out in the hair. It could break out in the beard. Anybody hearing me? Hey, God, I just liable to show up anywhere in the body. Anybody listening to me? And by the way, it could be a rising. It could be what they call a bright spot, a scab, or a ball. All of us are seeing manifest itself in different ways. And all of us, but it's still sin. I mean, this fellow over here, I might be addicted to alcohol. This one to drugs. Oh, are you hearing me? This one to lying. This one to whoremonger. I got a fornication. But oh, it's all from the original roots of sin that's inside of it. That may break out at different places and manifest itself in different ways. But it's all sin. Amen. Oh, anybody listen to me? Now, I want to say society. Hey, God, I want to look over it and ignore it and say, well, it's not sin. But just cause society, hey, God, declares it not to be sin, I look over it doesn't mean that God's vital or God Himself looks over and says, I'll just look over it. It's okay.
That's right.
Amen. The Bible said sin is a transgression of the law, and the soul that sinneth shall surely die.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And so there's that coming out, that breaking out of sin or leprosy. Second of all, in these verses that I read to you, there's the calling of leprosy. When there was some kind of abnormal, my friend, something with the body, whether in the skin, the head, or the beard, the hair, they were to go to the priest. And the priest was to look at it. Amen. Thank God. And the Bible said and gave the stipulation what it looked like. Thank God. And if it had that look, the priest was to say he or she is unclean. That was the coming out of leprosy. It'll break out on an individual and it'll break out on you. Amen. Thank God. Oh my. Thank God it'll manifest itself on you. Thank God. But then there was the calling out of it. I like what Brother Jimmy said this morning. Thank God. Oh, all men are sinners. But all men are not lost sinners. Amen. And you may realize that you've got sin in you. Thank God. And it's come out on you. Hey, are you hearing me? But you don't get lost until the priest pronounces you unclean. It may be there. Thank God. But then you don't feel that condemnation or that uncleanness until the priest says, hey, you're unclean.
Amen.
Amen. Are you listening to me? That's why a person in the natural course of life can run according to the course of this world, fulfill the desires of the flesh and the mind, because it's natural for them to do it, and everybody else is doing it, and I'm no worse off than anybody else, and I'm as good as anybody else. But one day when you're brought before the priest, hey God, he'll say, hey, you're unclean. I'm glad of the day he told me I was unclean. By the way, he's the only one, the priest. What y'all wanted to pronounce the leper unclean. Nobody else could. Everybody else may have said it. Mama may have said, hey, that's leprosy. Hey, God, but he didn't pay no attention to mama. Daddy may have said, hey, that's leprosy. Oh, that's broke out on you, but he didn't pay no attention. Or she didn't pay no attention to daddy. Or grandma or grandpa. Or aunt or uncle. Ain't got anybody else in the camp. But when the priest said, hey, you're unclean, the law was set down. The rules were what they were. Hey, and they could go no further. I'm glad of the day he brought me to that place that I saw I was unclean before a holy God. Amen. Woo! Oh, did he ever pronounce you unclean? Ain't that a miserable state to get in? Oh, how awful that was. Hallelujah. And how well I remember it. I don't know what that young man was feeling that night. That stood by me when the invitation was given. And somebody done went to pray. And he turned to me and said, "Don't you think we ought to pray with him?" I don't know what he's feeling. Maybe he just wanted to be a good friend. Maybe he had sympathy and empathy for that person. And genuinely wanted to help him the best he knowed how. But I looked at him and said, "I can't pray. I can't pray for them. I'm going to have to pray for myself. I don't know if they're unclean or not, but the Holy Ghost has done arrested me. For the high sheriff of heaven, for the high priest of God has done declared me unclean. And I can't pray for nobody else. I can't help nobody else. I've got to go for myself. Oh, hallelujah. I'm guilty. Hallelujah. Woo! Bless his name. The calling of leprosy. The priest shall pronounce him. Thank God. And of course it could be her. Unclean. He's the only one that can. Amen. If you ever find out you're lost, God will have to tell you. The Holy Ghost will have to show you. The Word of God will have to be revealed to you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. As long as you're a pretty good fella, a pretty good girl, a pretty good person. All right, just need a little tweaking. A tweaking here and there. A little tuning up here and there. A little visit to the doctor. Thank God, just something for your temperature. Thank God, you won't be helped much. But if you ever see yourself lost, if you ever see yourself unclean, by the way, leprosy was an uncurable disease. If you ever got leprosy, are you in bad shape? The only thing, thank God, only care for leprosy. I was some miraculous. Thank God, thing happened. There was no antidote. There was no cure. There was no medicine. And there's no help to fallen humanity in religion or reformation or turning over a new leaf or doing the best you know how. It'll take regeneration. It'll take a miracle of God. Never save you from your sin. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. He pronounced him unclean. Not just unclean, but verse 44 of Leviticus 13 said, the priest shall pronounce him utterly unclean. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't just need a bath. Amen. Don't just need a little scrubbing, but utterly unclean. Utterly unclean. Hallelujah. Woo! Well, was that this week that I had a church school, and that church school showed 2 days, and both days that I sure am glad to be it. I heard it years ago several times. I ain't got, but I loved it this week. How they sung that song, "I'm so glad I got lost so I could be saved." Hallelujah. Under conviction, weary. Amen. Hey God. Oh, and said that was my only way. Hey God. Oh, leprosy may be broke out on you, but you don't know how bad it is until a priest says, "Unclean and utterly unclean."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is anybody listening to me this morning? Hallelujah. Well, thank the Lord this morning. Romans 7:7, Paul said, "What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law. For I had not known lust, except the law had said, Thou shalt not covet." Paul said, "I was doing all right until the law, thank God, said to me, hey, that lust, that covetousness that you have, that's sin." Hallelujah. Anybody listening to me this morning? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Romans 3:20, "For by the law is the knowledge of sin." So there's the coming out of it. It may break out and it may affect your conscience. Usually what happens, thank God, when your conscience is awakened, amen, whatever age you are, usually it's pretty young, amen, for most of us. Some it's not, some a little older. But you're pretty young, but when that conscience first
birth waking and you realize that you are a sinner, that leprosy has come out on you. Thank God, your conscience bothers you. It really upsets you, but you try to justify it by everybody else. You try to justify it. Amen. Thank God, it's really not your fault. Amen. We do the Adam blame game. It's the woman you give me. It is the serpent. It is even you, God. It's your fault. Amen. And the sodomites say their condition is God's fault. It ain't God's fault one bit in the world. Man, God made man upright, but man sought out many evil ambitions. Can I say that to y'all this morning, and y'all take that? Can I say if the sin that's broke out on us, you can't blame anybody but yourself. Thank God, we're accountable under God for ourselves. Hallelujah. And we'll never be healed or never be helped until we get to the place that we say it's not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. But we try to justify it, try to run over our conscience, and most folks do. Amen. And we keep running over that conscience. We keep walking over that conscience, though we know that's wrong. Amen. Though we know it's bad. Thank God, and we should not be doing it. But we run over it. And after a while, we don't feel as guilty. And don't feel as bad about it. And so when we don't get feeling as bad about it, then somehow we think, well, it's all right. But when the high priest says, you're unclean, woo! No getting away from that. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Once the high priest pronounces you unclean, you will never, thank God, be justified. I never feel right. I never be right. You can go over your conscience. But once the calling out of leprosy is made and you're pronounced utterly unclean, there'll be no cleanliness. There'll be no peace. There'll be no satisfaction. There'll be no rest for the weary soul until the priest says clean. Amen. Join 1 million churches, be baptized. I ain't not in 2 million ponds and creeks. I ain't not saying everybody's choir. I get all the money you have. It won't help you until, thank God, something takes place inside of you. Or that's a miracle of grace and a miracle of God. A supernatural birth. Hallelujah. Woo! Bless His name. Hallelujah. Well, God help us. The coming out of leprosy, the calling of leprosy. Amen. And notice the condemnation of leprosy. That's come out. Hallelujah. Bless His name. And somebody said, well, if it comes out on me and I can walk over my conscience and resist my conscience and go over my feelings and get past feeling, then, and I don't never go to Princeton, that don't ever make me unclean. Oh no. You got it backwards. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. Thank God. Oh, just because Adam hid himself among the garden didn't mean he wasn't naked. And just because men love darkness rather than light, amen, because their deeds are evil, don't mean they're all justified by ignoring it. Amen. And not walking in the light. Amen. Men will not come to the light. Why do men not come to the light? Lest their deeds be reproved. Are you hearing me? Thank God, they don't want to be reproved of it. Hallelujah. But you see, hallelujah. The only way you never get charged, hallelujah. The only way you can ever be made clean or made whole is, first of all, I admit, confess, and agree with God that you're unclean. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't that right?
That's right. Yes, sir.
I mean, in the physical sense, if you had something wrong with you and you knew there was something wrong with you, but you wouldn't go to the doctor, and I was sort of that way. Thank God, because you don't want to hear what he's got to say. Thank God. But just because you don't go to the doctor, don't mean that goes away. Thank God. And it's going to be healed and it's all right. When you get to the doctor, though, you dread it and he tells you what it is. Thank God. Then maybe there's a cure or help or something they can do, and same it is with Christ until you come to Him. Thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, until you listen to Him, until you accept what He said, that you're unclean. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for that day the gospel light shined on my path. Hallelujah. I went to church all them years. Sung in that youth choir, attended that Sunday school class, got perfect attendance stickers. Amen. I memorized volumes of scripture, of verses, of scripture. Hey, God, stretched out those hard questions that Sunday school teacher would give. Anybody listen to me? I learned how to mimic and mock the saints, how to imitate them. I could pray like they prayed. I could holler like they could holler. I could cry like they cried. I could do all the outward things that they could do. And I said, God, if this crowd goes to heaven, I won't have any problem. But thank God for that blessed August night in that revival meeting. Hallelujah. When that old man of God preached that blessed word, and I couldn't hide that night. I tried to get down in front of the fellow sitting in front of me. I thought that preacher caught me fighting at me. And he was. I tried to hide, but I couldn't hide. Every time he preached, every time he pointed his finger, and the high priest of heaven said, "You're unclean! You're unclean! You're unclean!"
Yes, sir.
Amen. Hallelujah. Then there's the condemnation. The calling out of leprosy, now the condemnation. And it was bad. Verse 45 and 46 of chapter 13. And the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent, his head bare, and he shall put a covering upon his upper lip and shall cry, "Unclean, unclean." That's part of the condemnation. Now in this part of the world, and in that time frame of the world, to have your head bare and have your clothes rent doesn't necessarily mean it was naked, but that outer garment was to be torn and your head bare. That was shame. Just like when David fled from Absalom, his own son, and he went out of Jerusalem, he went with his head uncovered. Amen. The uncovering of the head was a shame. Are you listening to me? And that's the condemnation of sin. It'll bring shame to you. Amen. Oh my. Unclean, unclean. Verse 46 said, "In all the days of his plague, he shall be defiled. He is unclean. He shall dwell alone. Without the camp shall his habitation be." Once the priest pronounces you unclean, you have to live on the outside of the camp.
Right.
Have to live alone. Amen. Habitation is by yourself. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, once God pronounces you unclean, hallelujah, you may run with the same crowd. You may be around them. Hallelujah. But somehow, you're standing at a distance too. I mean, you might be sitting at the same table with them. Thank God, in the same vehicle with them, same house with them, same place with them, carrying on the same thing they're doing, listening out of what they're listening and doing, what they're doing. But once God pronounced you unclean, thank God, and that condemnation of sin sets in, thank God, that load, that guilt of sin comes upon your life. Are you hearing me? Thank God, and you're under the wrath of God, and it abides on you, and you understand it now. You can't shake it off. You can't break it off. You can't run it off. Amen. Like, oh, no. Hallelujah. You can't wipe it off. It won't go away. And though you're in a crowd, you still feel lonely. And you still feel isolated. You still feel by yourself. Shut out. Shut apart. Amen. That's the condemnation of the leper. That's what sin will bring.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Satan's always lied to the human family.
Yeah.
To the human race. He started with Adam and Eve, and he's been lying ever since. And he still lies today.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot of advertising agencies that's helping him today. When they tell young folks, if you'll just indulge in this, and if you'll just drink this, and if you'll just do this, you'll be in the in crowd.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But when you understand what leprosy, what sin will do to you, it never leaves you in with the in crowd. It leaves you alone.
Yeah.
It leaves you without habitation. It leaves you on the outside. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't make friends. Oh, fair weather friends. Oh, surface relationships. Yeah, you'll have plenty of them if you want to live in sin. Hey, God. But it'll never bring a satisfaction and true companionship. Are y'all hearing me? Hey, God. That's why some folk run to get married. Hey, God, looking for companionship. I'm looking to feel that emptiness and that void in their eyes. And it doesn't matter how pretty she is. It doesn't matter how handsome he is. It doesn't matter how wealthy he's gone. And it doesn't matter how big the house you live in and the nice cars you drive. It'll not satisfy or take away that condemnation of sin.
Amen.
And folks are constantly searching and looking and trying to get out from under the condemnation of sin by involving themselves in this world. And it will not bring satisfaction or peace or get the condemnation off of you. Can you see that leper? Can you see once it's broke out on him and he sees it? And then he goes to the priest says, you're unclean. And then he's condemned. And he's on the outside of the camp. And his head's bare and his clothes are rent. And over his mouth, he's got that long, that cloth that said, he's crying, unclean, unclean.
Yeah.
Oh my. Don't come close to me, contagious.
Amen.
Oh yeah. That's what he's trying to say. And then the Bible said he's going to dwell alone. That's all by himself. Amen. No habitation, no family, no friends, no fellowship with what he formerly had. That's why the condemnation of sin has left him.
God.
But I want you to look for just a moment. I'm through this morning. Hallelujah. In chapter 14, we get to the cleansing of the leper. The cleansing of the leper. Now, if a leper is cleansed, if the leprosy breaks out, the only way it can be cleaned is it all has to turn white or it has to cover completely. Anybody listening to me? Amen. Oh, God, help us. Amen. And it's when we get to that point that we confess what we are. Amen. That it's in our entire being. Are you hearing me? It's who we are. It's what's inside of us.
Yeah.
Amen. A lot of Baptists have become practicing Catholics without the name. And so they live like they want to live Monday through Saturday and go to church on Sunday and go to the altar and confess what they've done all week so they can turn around and do it the next week. And feel like they're all right by it. But you're still unclean until, hey God, you realize that you are held captive by sin, that it absolutely controls you and you're under its dominion. Anybody hearing me? And will confess unto God, don't just forgive me, don't just save me from my sins, hey, my actions, I got my deeds, save me from who I am, from the sin nature that's inside of me. Save me from the person that I am by nature. Make me a new creation. Make me a new creature in Christ Jesus. But just quitting bad habits, it's not enough. Just being sorry for living such a way or doing such a thing, it's not enough. I must have a change on the inside. A new heart. Amen. Well, well. Bless His name. Cleansing of the leper in two phases. First, the first phase, the leper was to come and present himself to the priest. Priest was to look him over. Then he was to take two birds, kill one of them, sprinkle the blood seven times over the person that was to be made clean, and then dip the live bird in the blood of that dead bird and turn him loose. And then he was to look according to verse number 7 of chapter 14. Hallelujah. And pronounce him clean. Now if the priest was the only one that could pronounce the leper unclean, he's the only one that could pronounce him clean.
There's no pastor. There's no evangelist. Amen. Hallelujah. There's no soul winner. Amen. There's no worker. Amen. That can pronounce you clean. God will have to do it. Mom and daddy can't tell you when you get clean. Hey, God, they don't have that right. It's only God. A salvation is between a righteous and a holy God and a sinful, hell-deserving sinner. And only when you through repentance and faith and God accepts that repentance, hey, God, and faith touches here, that He declares you clean, not 1 second before, and He won't do it 1 second late. But thank God, how I wanted the song you sung this morning. Hey, God, oh, how sweet it was, how wonderful, how good it was. Hey, God, when that grace appeared, the hour I first believed.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Priest was to pronounce him clean.
Thank you, Lord.
And then for the next 7 days, he was to wash his clothes, come in the camp, but tarry out, not live in his tent. On the 8th day, he was to wash again, shave himself all over again, and then there was to be 2 lambs brought to the priest and a log of oil. And the Lord waved all of that before the Lord. And then he killed what was called the trespass offering. One was a trespass, one was a burnt offering. And the Bible said, and the priest shall take some of the blood of that trespass offering and put it on the ear, the right ear of the leper, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe or great toe of his right foot. Anybody listening to me? Now, the right side of an individual through the Bible is always referred to as the strength, the side of strength. Amen. Amen. And ability and favor. Amen.
Yeah.
It was Christ that is at the right hand of God. Amen. And so man's strength is gone, his favor is gone, and it'll take the blood to set it right.
Amen.
The blood put on the ear surely would give the leper the right kind of hearing. But it was not just speaking of the ear, speaking of the whole head. Thank God. And the blood will make you think right. And the blood will make you hear right. And the blood will make you see right. And the blood will make you speak right. Did the blood change you? Did it give you the mind of Christ? Did you start thinking about different things? And did you start hearing things you couldn't hear before? I mean, I listened to preaching all my life, but I couldn't hear it. But all of a sudden, they got to preaching. I said, hey, well, that means me. Hey, that's reality. It's just preaching to me all the rest of the time. It's just serving. It's just going to church. It's just part of routine, part of life, part of what mom and daddy made me do. But thank God when I got born again and the blood applied, it became a reality. I heard how beyond just these ears. I heard with my heart. I heard with my being. And I began to rejoice in it. I thought, no wonder they've been shouting. No wonder they've been saying hallelujah, glory to God.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Yeah,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah,
hallelujah. And the things that I once heard didn't do for me what they used to.
Yeah.
The rock and roll. Amen. The things of the world didn't mean. Hallelujah. And what I used to hear that I thought a lot when I started hearing the, you know what, that's from sinful. Hallelujah. That's from wicked. That's from vile. I don't like it. It just don't do something. I do what it needs to do for me. It grieves me instead of making me feel good. Anybody listen to the preacher?
You're right.
Amen.
And then he put that blood on the thumb of his right hand Hallelujah. That changes works. That changes actions. That changes what he did. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said, you're not saved by works. No, we're not. And works don't keep us saved, but we're not saved without them. Hallelujah. For we are his workmanship, created unto good work, that God hath before ordained, that we should walk in him. Hallelujah. Woo! Are you listening to me? God. Oh, whereas you used to put your hand on a fishing rod on Sunday, now you put it on a Bible, don't you? Hey, are you listening to me? Where you put it on a bottle chair tonight? How you pick up the Bible? I want to see what it says about the Sunday school lesson on Sunday. Anybody hearing me? I got it changes. I got your manner of life. I got words, your actions. Amen. Then on the toe is right. The big toe is right foot. It'll change the way you walk. You can't walk along according to the course of this world. I can't walk in this world anymore because I'm not of it anymore. I've been took out of it. I've been born out of it. I'm a citizen of another country. I walk in one way and I walk in another. Hallelujah. How can two walk together except they agree? Well, who do you walk with? I walk with him. And I walk with him like Enoch did. And one day we'll be taken out of here just like Enoch was. Hallelujah. Amen. But notice in those verses, that's actually verses 14 through 20. Hallelujah. That after he got through putting the blood on that ear, thumb, and toe, then he took that log of oil that he poured in his left hand, the priest, and then he put that on him, on his ear. Hallelujah. And the blood cleansed what he had done, what he had thought, what he had, where he had been. And that oil, which is the type of the Holy Ghost, thank God, then made him walk different. Hallelujah. Hey. And more than two times, but there's two verses. 2 Thessalonians, I think it's 2:16. 1 Peter 1:2 talks about the sanctification of the Spirit. It'll set you apart for the work of God. Hallelujah. By the way, you never put the oil in the blood. You put the oil in, try to put the blood, it wouldn't have stuck nowhere. Hallelujah. That is what is wrong with the charismatic movement. They try to get everybody full of the Holy Ghost, baptized in the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost on everybody without coming through repentance and faith, and it don't stick. Oh, they can jump and holler. Ain't God, they can have a fit, water in the floor. Ain't God, they can jabber in some kind of language. Ain't God, are y'all hearing me? Are y'all listening to me? I bet they don't live any different. And it don't change their lifestyle. You ain't going to throw me out, are you? Hallelujah. I'm telling you the truth. The blood's got to be there first. The blood's what cleanses it. And then the Spirit of God sanctifies it. I set you apart where you can do the work of God and the will of God. Hallelujah. Woo! And somebody said, I don't need the Spirit to sing. I'm crawling up here and sing. You can. And you might get out saying us for us. Thank God. Amen. Oh, the tune. Amen. And the ability. Thank God. And the mechanics of music. You might outdo it and outperform us and out entertain it. Thank God. But we're not here to outperform or out to entertain no how. But your flesh can might do that. But you can't sing with the Spirit and understanding. And I'm going to sing. Thank God. And nobody said that's the most beautiful singing I ever heard. Thank God. And sing it with understanding and in the Spirit. And it connects up on the inside. That's to sing the most beautiful melody. And everybody pat me on the back and wonder what the CD was and not know what I'm singing about. Woo!
He put a new song in our mouth, even praise unto our God.
Everybody saved got a song. Everybody saved don't have a tune.
But everybody's got a song. And there may be those, some folks, that according to their natural gifts by nature, thank God they have the tune, but they don't have the song. Because it's spiritually given. It's a blessing of God. It's a touch from the Lord. Hallelujah. It's by the Spirit of God. Anybody hear me?
Yeah.
The Spirit of God will make you walk different, talk different, act different, do different. Are you listening to me? Sanctification of the Spirit. Amen. By the way, let me say this. When the high priest would get through putting that blood on ear, thumb, toe, the oil, the log of oil that was in his left hand, he'd take out and do that, just follow the blood where the blood was. He'd do that same way. Hallelujah. Don't you glad God equips us for service afterwards? Hallelujah. I mean, God not only cleanses you, your past, the way you've lived and the sin you committed and the way you... But then God does something that makes you, thank God, usable in the body of Christ. I'm amazed at that, aren't you? Hallelujah. What do you thought, Brother Jim, when you were 25-year-old, you've been sitting here on April 26, 2015, teaching Sunday school, thank God, hallelujah, and singing with the saints and praying. Oh, but God! But God.
Yeah.
But I tell you what else he'd do. He'd take that oil, and after he got through putting it on that ear and that thumb and then that toe, whatever's left, he'd just go, and all of a sudden just put it over his head and let it run all over him.
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God that's being filled with the Holy Spirit. Are y'all hearing me? Well, bless the Lord. I'm glad he didn't just equip us. I want we can preach or sing or testify. I'll pray a little bit. Thank God he puts it. Thank God where sometime we get filled up with it. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank God. Hallelujah. And there's no experience like being filled with the Spirit of God and having that touch and that anointing of God upon your life. Hallelujah. May I agree with the old boy? He was in college then, that never graduated. And he went to meet with us one Saturday night. And meeting broke out, and they got to shouting all over. And he got right out in the middle of the floor. Thank God. Hallelujah. And got to shouting, and he got to doing this. Thank God. He big old tall fellow he was. And he reached down like he's picking something up. There wasn't nothing out, but he like he was getting something up and then he'd wad it up like that and then he'd throw it just as far as he could. And every time he'd do it, I don't know, he'd done it a million times, seemed like. Thank God. I know it wasn't that many, but he kept doing it over and over. And he'd reach down and do that and he'd say, there ain't nothing like it. And he'd reach down again and say, there ain't nothing like it. I want to say to you, thank God when he takes that all and dumps it all over your head, there ain't nothing like it. And who'd ever dreamed a few days before coming out to the camp, seeing that old fellow out there with a bald head and a rent garment, crying unclean, and out there by himself, that now, hallelujah, he's on the inside of the camp. And the two birds have been one killed, and the other took his sin away. Hallelujah. And the trespass offering been offered, and the blood in the hole have been applied. And he that didn't have nobody is standing right now in the presence of the priest in full fellowship and in full communion and enjoying the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you imagine sinners like us sitting here this morning with the oil on our ear, thumb, and toe, and the blood first in the oil, and then every once in a while he just dumps it all out and it just runs off.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Woo! Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Well, there's the coming out of the leprosy. There's the calling out of the leprosy. There's the condemnation of leprosy. And then there's the cleansing of leprosy. And you can have it this morning. If you're lost, you can be saved. If you're lost, you can be found. If you come to the priest and confess who you are, hallelujah. God, for Christ's sake, will forgive your sin this morning. If He showed you you're lost, if He showed you you're under condemnation, He showed you going under, you're dead in trespasses and sin, you're cut off from the life of God. If He showed you that, then He'll be the one that'll draw you to Himself. And if you'll come to Him, He'll in no wise cast you out. How did you come to Him? He'll save you today. Let's all stand. Brother Darrell, if you would be so gracious and kind to lead us in a song of invitation, we'd appreciate it. As He does so this morning, if you need to use this altar, you come. You come. You come. Is anybody listening this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. Do you need to come as a sinner this morning? There might be a child of God here. And there's some things in your life that's not right this morning. Some things you need to confess. Some things you need to square away this morning. You obey the Lord. Whoever you are, man, woman, boy, or girl, young, old, or middle-aged, I wonder this morning, would you let the Lord take care of your sin? The high priest or the priest that take care of the leprosy, he's the only one that could. And God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one to take care of your sin. While we sang this morning, the altar's open to you. Saint and sinner alike. Man, woman, boy, or girl. Need to be saved or just get right with God? Is it well with your soul? Is your heart right with God? Do you have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you have the joy of the Holy Ghost? Are you in full fellowship and communion with the Lord? Are you walking in the light of the Word of God and the will of God?